the human design of male and female relationships is rooted in the divine relationship. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. The head of every man is Christ, the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. The divine relationship operates in terms of will and honor. Now, at this point, I know that many ladies bristle. When phrases like the head of a woman is man, when those phrases are used, there can be a rising tide of defense mechanisms making their way to the surface. But I beg you to stay with me on this, letting Scripture shape your heart and mind. So we have a decision to make right out of the gate with this passage, and that is to figure out what Paul means by his use of the word head. Does he mean source or authority? In what sense is Christ the head of man? And in what sense is God the head of Christ? And in what sense is man the head of woman? Whatever we decide, it must be consistent across all of those relationships. So let's test each one. If being the head of something means the source of something, then it absolutely makes sense that Christ is the head of man and man is the head of woman. After all things were created through Christ. And it is true that woman was created from man. But does this work with God the Father being the source of God the Son or Jesus? In other words, does Jesus originate from the Father? Well, we would have to answer no, because God the Father and God the Son have an eternal coexistence. So the idea of head meaning source can't be consistent throughout this passage as we see it here. We will discuss source later in the passage, but here in these first few verses, the word head can't mean source. So what about authority? Is God the Father the authority over Christ? Well, yes. And we see Christ the Son willingly, voluntarily submitting to and following the Father's will and plan. But this idea of authority in no way suggests a superiority. Superiority and inferiority or value or power is not what is being discussed or defended here. What is being explained is an economy of wills, a distinction of responsibilities and roles. Is Christ the head over man in terms of authority and rule? Yes. Christ has a will and a plan, a mission, and we as men, as his followers, are to willingly, trustingly follow that will in the same way that Christ follows the will and the plan of the Father. The plan is for global discipleship so that God is glorified over all the earth. So is man the authority over woman? Well, the answer is yes. But remember, the man is not superior or more valuable or inherently smarter or wiser. Nor does man make up the rules and then heartlessly shove them down line. Rather, Christ has declared his mission and will for all to follow, and Christ has given the responsibility of presiding over this mission to the church in the world and to the man within the home. In terms of responsibility and roles in life, man is to lovingly preside over, guide, lead his wife and children in fulfilling the commands of Christ in every aspect of life. So that is established. There is an authority, an economy of roles and responsibilities that Paul is bringing to center stage. Just like on a basketball team, you have a coach who signals in a play and then a point guard who lets the rest of the team know what play to run. Everyone is to play his or her part in the game, as we see in how the Father relates to the Son and even in how they relate to the Spirit. As you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in El Salvador. And also remember the Kannada Life Word broadcast heard throughout India.